From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. President Donald Trump tossed in some politics with yesterday's policy address in St. Charles. Joe Manis has more.
Besides promoting tax cuts, Trump went out of his way to bolster the political prospects of Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley, the best-known Republican challenging U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill next year. Trump repeatedly praised Hawley's support for tax cuts and then took aim at McCaskill.
She wants your taxes to go up. She's weak on crime. She's weak on borders. She's weak on illegal immigration. And she's weak on the military. Other than that, I think she's doing a fantastic job.
McCaskill is a former prosecutor and sits on the Senate Armed Services Committee. She disputes the president's jabs and claims his tax cut plan will hurt many working Missourians. Trump is promising to campaign for Hawley next year. I'm Joe Manis.
A Springfield teacher is suing the Missouri Board of Education over a closed session it held last week during a controversy over removing Education Commissioner Margie Vandeven. In a lawsuit filed Tuesday, Lori Sullivan alleges the board violated the state's open meetings law by holding a closed meeting to discuss Vandeven's future. Tim Sumners of Joplin and Missy Gellner of Springfield were appointed and then removed from the board by Governor Eric Greitens. Sumners on Tuesday also sued Greitens to challenge his removal from the board. A plan for major improvements to Columbia Regional Airport headlines the local agenda the Columbia Chamber of Commerce has set for 2018. The Columbia Missourian reports the agenda was unveiled at the Chamber's Civic Appreciation Breakfast yesterday. Jerry Dowell, Director of Government Affairs at the Chamber, was adamant about the need for improvements to the airport. Planned projects at the airport are expected to cost about $38 million. In August 2016, Columbia residents voted in favor of an increased hotel tax to fund the work. Dowell said about $2.5 million in state funding has already been secured, and he expects the city to apply for federal money in the spring. Dowell expects the federal government to chip in $20 million on the terminal. Missouri's health department director says he wants lawmakers to pass legislation for a needle exchange program in the state. Health and Senior Services Director Randall Williams said yesterday that providing drug users with clean syringes could reduce needle sharing that spreads hepatitis C and HIV. His comments came after he and other experts talked about ways to fight the deadly opioid crisis in Missouri during a conference in Columbia. Williams said the potential health benefits outweigh concerns that a needle exchange could enable drug use. He said there's no evidence that would happen. Williams also said he supports Missouri lawmakers requiring continuing education for prescribing opioids and managing pain. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.